Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Mornings with Jesus. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of divine messages we're going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So let me turn DC's mic on. So DC, tell everybody about you.
Good morning, Barbara. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, healer, empath, Reiki master, and teacher, as well as being certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the great thing about our connection is Joan left this beautiful door open, and others have walked through it, and I've had access to ironic and fascinating energy, as well as a mixture of divine source. And in doing so, it has given me the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences, my background was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, and love is what we all are. And this is the force I now belong to, and the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I stand in the energy of unconditional love with all of the people that I work with. And all of the sessions that I have are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Mornings with Jesus. And if you scroll to the bottom of that page, you will find pictures of both DC Love and myself and Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that is a way that you can connect with DC. And you'll already be on one of my website, so feel free to look around and learn whatever it is you're there to learn. All right, so we will now move to the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, my messages center around the Ascended Masters today. And for those that aren't sure exactly what the Ascended Masters are, they're believed to be spiritually enlightened beings who in the past, you know, they were just ordinary human beings like you and I, and they underwent a series of spiritual transformations and became Ascended Masters. So with that being said, I'm going to start off by guiding everyone through a little meditation. We're going to do a meditation to connect with our truth. Everyone, please get comfortable. Sit quietly and close your eyes. Relax. Slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth very deeply. Breathe in. And then on the out breath, please breathe out all the negativity you are feeling. And then on the in breath, I'd like you to breathe in positivity. Do you notice how calm you've become? Your body is aligning with love. You are now centered and connected to your higher self and the divine. You are one with all that is. There is no separation. Continue to breathe. Notice how your heart is filling with love and joy. You are connected to the one heart frequency. Your vibration reaches to heaven, as well as to Mother Earth, as above, so below. And as you breathe, all of life is once again infused and restored with the love and light that you send. You are now consciously connected to the universal mind. You send love and light to the universe. Your energy begins to expand as peace and harmony surround you. This powerful energy now extends outward, surrounding all of mankind, and brings total awareness, as well as letting go of any limitations you may have had. Breathe again and breathe in love and gratitude. Your entire being is filling with this omnipresent energy. Now, if you have any questions about your journey during this lifetime, now is the time to address them. Visualize yourself on this magnificent mountain, and you look around, you're surrounded by the Ascended Masters. As you stand with your feet firmly planted onto Mother Earth, you notice the Ascended Masters approaching you. A few that you see immediately are Jesus, and he's sitting nearby waiting to connect with you. And behind him, you see Saint Germain and Mother Mary. You look to the right, and you see Archangel Metatron, and he's accompanied by Archangel Michael and Archangel Uriel. Also, you see Merlin, Archangel Gabriel, and there's Melchizedek and Kuan Yin. And there's Merlin and Uriel and many, many more. You then look to the left and you see Lady Nada, King Solomon, Katumi, Moses, Archangels Michael and Raphael. And there's still many more coming, but don't become overwhelmed. Just breathe in their light and positive energy, because the right Ascended Master will step forward as you focus on your questions. You begin to resonate with unconditional love as it surrounds you. It is beaming from every direction. You now find a comfortable place to sit down, and you notice there are soft cushions placed on the ground for your comfort. One of the Ascended Masters walks over and sits beside you. You greet him or her with a loving smile and thank them for joining you. Allow yourself to become open to the information you will receive. And don't worry, because you will receive the messages that you need to hear. Be open to whatever way that it will be delivered. You may see images, hear words, or feel certain sensations. You may even be given symbols. Your message will be the perfect one for you and will be received in divine right timing. If you are not aware of them at the present moment, please know that they are received and they will be revealed when the time is right. Now breathe in love and the guidance that you are needing. You are connecting on a soul's level. Remain in this sacred space until your messages and guidance are received. When you are done, thank the Ascended Masters that you connected with, and then take a few deep breaths and slowly breathe once again, very deeply in through the nose and then out through the mouth, in through the nose and then out through the mouth. When you are ready, open your eyes. You are back in the comfortable space where you began. Move your hands and your arms gently and wiggle your toes. And notice your awareness and the beautiful energy that remains. Now bring this energy with you throughout the rest of your day. And remember, you can return whenever you wish and be prepared to be enlightened and transformed with each journey you take. And now I have a message from the archangels. Blessings, beloved ones. Your destiny awaits you. Think about that which you are wanting. Set an intention and focus only on the positive. Do you believe in miracles? If you open up to all possibilities that are before you and you have faith, the ordinary can become extraordinary. Welcome all the magic that life has to offer. The universe is filled with an unlimited source of abundance. All of your dreams are about to come true. Prepare to be enlightened and be grateful for each day and count your blessings. Happiness and fulfillment are not only a dream, they are becoming your reality. And do not place limits on the gifts that the universe will bestow upon you. Be who you are meant to be, and as you resonate with your authentic self, you will succeed on all levels. The Ascended Masters are with you at this time, and they ask that you focus on the divine spark that is within each of you. They will assist you with each step you travel upon your path, and they are helping you to manifest abundance and to see all the opportunities that are being presented to you. You are encouraged to express yourself with joy and optimism and continue moving ahead, and know that you are protected as you go in the direction of your dreams. You have the ability to overcome all obstacles and achieve your goals. You can reach your highest potential during this lifetime. All the tools you need will be provided to accomplish your life mission. The Ascended Masters are standing by and ready to bring the wisdom and the insight that you are needing. Listen to your intuition and your higher self, and you will find the answers you have been searching for. And please do not fear the unknown. You are connected to the universal energies. It is now time to realize and fulfill your purpose. Live and speak your truth. You can fulfill your destiny. Connect with your heart's desires. Start today and make powerful choices that will help you to live your personal truth. We will be with you every step of the way with love and light, the archangels. Okay, and I believe I have one more message. And this message is from Archangel Metatron, who in fact is one of the Ascended Masters. Blessings, beloved children. I am Archangel Metatron. I, too, have lived a human life and had experienced earthly issues. I understand problems that you are dealing with. I am here to guide you whenever you need help. If you are ready to connect with your highest and best path, I will be by your side, encouraging and supporting you each step of the way. Allow your fears to fade away. Connect now to the light within. You are here to share your illuminating energy with the world. Align with the beautiful divine essence within your heart. Let this light and love continue from you outward into the world, becoming a blessing to all you meet. Don't be afraid to shine as brightly as the stars in the sky. It is time, beloved children, to become aware of your spiritual vibration and love within you. It is time to live from your higher self's perspective. You are a divine being. I will assist you in achieving all you have come here to do. Listen to your heart and resonate with the love within. You will accomplish all that you have envisioned. Take the first step today and live from your highest potential. When you allow, you find your journey becomes much easier to navigate. I know what you are needing. You too have everything you need within. Believe in yourself and connect with the oneness, knowing you are one with all that is. The presence of the divine flows through you. Feel the joy within. This is your time. I, along with the Ascended Masters, will help you to create the life you are meant to live. Let love be the driving force that helps you to manifest all you have envisioned. This is a time of great change for all upon the planet. I am Archangel Metatron. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you.
Hey, now let's check in. I will check in and see what message Jesus has for us right now. Good morning, my beloved. It is always such an honor for me to speak with you. It is an honor for me because I love you. And I enjoy sharing that love, sending that love out to you, helping you to understand the truth of who you are and the love that you are. I realize that sometimes you get bogged down in your beliefs about yourself, your beliefs about your limitations, those beliefs that say that you're just not good enough, you never have been and you never will be. I want you to know that those beliefs are not true. But I understand that they feel true to you because they have been taught to you over and over, and they have become so strong and persistent in your own life. But you are not stuck in them. You are not stuck in anything. You always have a choice about who you are being, what you are experiencing, what your life is really about. You have choices, even when you feel that you don't. You do. God would never put you in a situation where you had no choice. We want you to really understand this, because we know that some of you sometimes feel that you really don't have a choice, that it has to be just one particular way, and that is the only way that it can be, and that way is not a way that you really want it to be. This is all part of what you are taught in your life by those people who actually meant well, but they taught you your limitations. And to be honest with you, you don't actually have any limitations, except for the ones that you believe in. So you always have lots of choices. No matter how it may seem, you are not stuck. You are never stuck. I want you to take a nice deep breath now and breathe in the love that is being sent to each and every one of you, knowing that this love is the most powerful force that has ever existed. And allow this love to crumble the walls that you've put around yourself, your heart, your life, your love. Let this love flow into every cell of your being with every breath you take. Let this love become the strongest energy within you. And let it displace all of those beliefs about being stuck, about not having a choice, about not being good enough, about being destined to failure. Breathe in the love and let it flow. Open up to the love. Just allow it to move throughout you, wherever it needs to move, as it clears out the things that are not for your highest good. We want you to understand that a lot of times the things that you experience are just to show you that you do have other choices. And we want you to remember that if you can look at anyone else's life, and we do mean anyone else's life, and see how their lives are filled with love, are filled with choices, are filled with prosperity, are filled with laughter, are filled with joy, then that means that you can have a life filled with the same. Because God is not restricting what you can have. So anything that you can see that anyone else can achieve is also possible for you. It is time for you to realize that it is okay for you to be a success, it's okay for you to be happy, joyful in every moment if that's something that you choose. You do not have all of these rules and regulations given to you by God. God loves you. God's love for you is unconditional. There are no rules. There are no regulations, despite what anyone has ever told you. You have complete freedom to choose who you are being in every moment of your existence. You have complete freedom. You. Yes, I am talking to you. You have complete freedom. So take a nice deep breath and breathe in the love. And breathe in that freedom. And allow yourself to feel it. Don't go into your mind thinking about what is wrong and how this hasn't worked and that hasn't worked. Go into your heart and feel. Let yourself be open to what is there for you. Allow yourself to live in the truth of who you are. This is your life, and it is filled with beautiful, magnificent choices. Allow yourself to see them. Allow yourself to be in that energy. Open up to love. And let it be the guiding light in your life. Because you deserve it. We are here for you. We are here for you now. We are here for you always. And we await your asking whatever is on your mind so that we can help you to see and live your truth. All is well. And you are loved.
That was
okay,
beautiful, Barbara. Love that. It was beautiful. And I have a little exercise for everyone. Some of us may be thinking, oh my gosh, like the day didn't start out the way that I planned. Or it could be in the afternoon, you know, it started off good and it got a little crazy. We're asked to place our hands now over our heart. Okay, do you feel that? That's called purpose. You're alive for a reason. Don't give up.
Wonderful.
And I was guided to give that to everyone. I actually have a Facebook post out with that this morning.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, we've reached the part of the show where we are going to start taking questions from callers and people who have logged into the chat room. So we already have a couple of callers with their hands up. Yay. All right.
Yes.
So we will move to the caller from area code 360. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Lori calling from Washington.
Hi, Lori. What's your question this morning? What can we do for you?
Well, I'm really frightened about my upcoming recertification process for my housing. And I'm really worried that I'm in trouble because I was trying to, I discovered I could make a little bit of extra money online selling my books. And I got really busy doing that. And then I was trying to save enough for a down payment through this land trust to get out of the Section 8 housing completely. And I got so wrapped up in that. And then I found out when I was doing the recertification paperwork, they wanted to, you're supposed to report things, any kind of income within 14 days. Well, I started doing that in April. So, and then, so I'm just really worried. I'm just extremely worried. I'm very scared if I'm going to get in any kind of trouble.
Okay. So, DC, are you getting a message for Lori?
Good morning, Lori. I do see things starting off as like a little bit of a challenge for you, but everything is going to work out for you. The angels and the ascended masters are with you at the current time, and they're helping you, you know, with all the changes that are occurring, okay? And they're saying, please, Lori, just have trust because these changes that are taking place are, you know, going to be for your highest good, and you're going to see that there's going to be wonderful opportunities coming your way, okay?
Okay.
So please just, and the angels also have been, you know, they're saying that you have been working really hard, and, you know, your finances are, like, falling into place for you. Things are working out, and, you know, you are going to see positive results, okay?
Yeah.
I think things are going to get better than you've ever dreamed, okay?
Oh,
so please have faith and trust, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting beautiful new beginnings, and the angels will help you to have courage and stay inspired. Like I said, it does look like it's like a little bit of a challenge starting out, but it's going to be okay. You are, like, again, you're being aided, you're being assisted by the angels and the ascended masters, and there's going to be major changes coming for you, okay? And you've been working really hard, and I see a better life as well, okay? So the angels are saying, Lori, stay brave and courageous as well as optimistic. And you're going to see all the positive start to take place. And I don't know if you are aware of it, but you were born to be a leader, Lori, and it's part of your life path. And you have these beautiful natural abilities that are going to help lead others, okay?
Okay.
And the way you lead people is with love and compassion, and, you know, you're full of integrity, okay? So please know that, like I said, you are a natural born leader, and, you know, you don't have to try to, you know, control people. You don't try to persuade people. You just use those beautiful qualities, and people follow you, okay?
Okay.
Please, you know, you have to just have faith on, okay? And I'm getting, you know, the Lord is my strength. And Jesus is saying to you, you know, beloved child, just, you know, please have the courage, you know, right now. And, you know, you're going to see that there's going to be doors closing and there's going to be, like, doors opening, okay? And you're going to have, like I said, Jesus is with you and all the ascended masters. They're going to give you the courage to move forward. Okay, so please don't worry. It's going to be fine, okay? I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you.
Okay, Lori. So I'm going to let Jesus tell you what Jesus wants to tell you. Okay?
Okay. Thanks.
My beloved, you have made decisions. You have decided to take back your power, to start doing the things that you want to do with your life, to not allow others to run you or dictate you. That is what you have been doing for these last few months, and it has made you feel good. It has made you feel that you actually do have choices in your life and that you can create more than you've ever had, more than you've ever imagined. You've been moving into who you truly are. Do not read some paperwork and start deciding that you've made a mistake, because you haven't. You truly haven't. You have been living as you. This paperwork has no power over you. These people have no power over you. This is your life. You haven't done anything wrong. There's absolutely no reason why you cannot have prosperity. And no one can take that away from you. No one. So when you are filling out this paperwork for your home, be honest. Just be honest, because you didn't do anything wrong. You haven't done anything that you deserve to be punished for. You are simply moving into the power of who you are. And that is wonderful. And I am sending you love. I am filling you with love into every single cell of your being so that you can be in your power. And know that your intentions are to make your life better. And when that is happening, you will have to move out of some of the old ways of being, which is a good thing. Because you are opening up to your truth, to your light, to your love. So take a couple of nice deep breaths. And just accept the love that I am giving to you now. And the knowing that everything is fine. Oh, you can let go of the fear. Just let it go. I am with you, and I will continue to be with you. So anytime you start feeling any kind of fear, you can just ask me to fill you with more love. Because you can't be in fear and in love at the same time. So whenever you are choosing to be in love, you are letting go of the fear. That fear has no power over you. And you don't have to live in fear. You do have a choice. You deserve to have more, to be more, to live more. And it is your time to stand in your power. You can do this. You're not alone. You can do this. Okay, Lori, that's what he wanted to share with you.
That was awesome. Thank you.
You are welcome, sweetheart. And just remember, you're not alone. He's with you. You can talk to him. He can always hear you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless, Lori.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to mute you so you can keep listening if you want to. Okay, and we will go to our next caller. And it is the beautiful, wonderful, joyous Helena. Hi, Helena.
Hi, sweetie pie.
Helena.
Hello. You see, hello. Oh, gosh, Barbara, I know you and I talked yesterday. I'm just still, well, anything you guys have to say, but also with this roommate charging money situation, too, it's still a little tricky because I haven't seen the person, and now I may go out and leave a check, and I'm just writing a note and all that. But anything in general, there's massive movement and changes in my consciousness and in my life at the moment, and really high emotions.
Okay. We'll see what they want to say to you. DC, what are you getting?
Helena, the angels and the ascended masters are with you, and they're asking that you have faith and trust, you know, that everything's going to be okay. And
mm-hmm.
you're going to, you know, confidently walk the divine path, and all your needs will be met along the way. And please do not allow any fear or lack of loss, you know,
mm-hmm.
stop you from fulfilling your, you know, your divine duties. And trust that you're going to succeed, and you're going to manifest all and everything that you need. Okay. And just connect, you know, what your authority and your personal power, okay? And you're here to, you know, walk your path and to help others, okay? So the angels are with you, and you are totally, totally, totally supported is what I'm asked to tell you, okay? By the angels, the ascended masters, the universal energies today, tomorrow, and every day of your life, okay?
Okay.
And you are such a beautiful divine being, and you're setting an example for others to follow by living your truth, okay? So, Helena,
okay,
live your, you know, live your life with passion and purpose, and just keep up the great work. And we have a message from Archangel Michael. What I'm getting is, Helena, you have to breathe, okay? You have to really, really breathe.
Okay.
So he's coming forward, and he's presenting you with his sword and his shield. And these are going to be powerful tools for you to relieve yourself of stress, okay? And he's saying, Helena, you've been doing shallow breathing because of all the pressures, you know, that you have around you. And breathing, you know, is an automatic function of the body, but when we feel stressed, our breathing rate and pattern change because we get into that fight or flight response.
Yeah.
Okay? In yoga, the breath is known as prana, also, you know, known as universal energy. And that can help us, you know, to find balance between body and mind. So Archangel Michael affirms that conscious breathing is just as important for your health as diet and exercise. And throughout each day, please consciously practice breathing deeply and easily. And most people who have, like, tension in their shoulders, their neck, and their back, and he's asking that you try to relax these areas as you breathe deeply. And taking, like, a deep sigh can also balance the energies of the body very quickly. So breathe in feelings of calm, Helena, and please breathe out feelings of stress. And affirm, I am relaxed and calm. I am in control of my stress levels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he just wants you to, you know, to really, you know, consciously breathe, hun. And we have a message from Daniel, and Daniel is an angel. And he's saying, Helena, judge not the ways of others. Judge not yourself. Judge not that which has come before. Judge not the path before thee. Judge not where you are. Now, this moment, all people, all situations, all experiences have brought you to where you find yourself. All that has come before is the result of thoughts and emotions. You have the choice of choosing differently. You have the choice of forgiveness. You have the choice of compassion. You have the choice of seeing differently. You have the choice of acceptance. Judge not, for in judging you are also judged. Okay, Helena, I hope those messages helped you.
They have, thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless.
Okay, Helena. So let's see what Jesus wants to say to you.
Thank you.
My beloved one. We see the truth in you. And it is more than we can put into words. You are such a beautiful light unto this world. And we see how you struggle with accepting that truth. So we are trying to find ways to convey this information to you that will allow you to step out of who you have been and step in to who you truly are. So we will say some things to you that are part of your shifting, are part of your awakening. So just open your heart right now and allow these words to go within you, to go deeply within you, to connect to your heart, to your foundation, to the root of your life. we understand that there have been choices that you have made in this lifetime which have made you feel very small. They have made you feel very insignificant. This was not a problem, and it is not a problem now. This was something that you chose in order to have your awakening be even more profound. You didn't have to live a small and insignificant life, but you had to start out that way in order to become who you have become. But you are not tied to those beginnings. You can let all of that go. Everyone who's ever been a part of your life has been filling the role that they agreed to fill in your evolution. Every single being you have ever encountered has been doing what they were doing for your benefit. Every single one loves you. They love you. No matter how it may have seemed, no matter how you might have felt, it was all done as a service to you. It was what you had asked for. So we want you to release the idea that there was ever anything wrong, because there wasn't. Everything was done from love to allow you to open up to being who you truly are. And that is what you are doing. So while you are dealing with the issues that you are dealing with, come from your heart, please. Don't go into your mind and start coming up with reasons why you should or shouldn't do whatever it is that you are worrying about, because that is not the truth of you. Your brain is a tool. It does not own you. It does not run you. It is not the source of wisdom in your life. Come from your heart. Come from your knowing of who you really are. This is just another step in your evolution. You are moving more and more into that love and light that is within you. You are opening up to allowing that light to shine. You felt that deep connection that you have while you were on your travels. You know who you are. You truly do. And it is time for you to know that, no matter where you are. You don't have to be in any particular place to feel that connection. That connection is always there. So take a couple of deep breaths right now and just open to that connection. Feel that love within you. And let go of anything that your mind is coming up with, because you don't need to pay any attention to it. Tap into your heart. Feel that connection. Feel that love. Mother Earth is sending you so much love right now in this moment. You are a child of God. Allow yourself to be in that energy of love. Let go of all of your thoughts. Let go of the need to know how, why, when, all of those questions. Just let them go. And simply be right now in that love. In that deep connection to the truth, in the knowing what is within you. Be the light that you are. There's no need to wait. You don't have to have a perfect life where you can be. Just be. We are with you, and you know this. We love you, and you know this. And you are beginning to love you too. Welcome home. Welcome home. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you, sweetie.
Gosh, thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
I don't have a lot of words at the moment.
That's fine. Just be in the energy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Well, all right. We have addressed all of our callers, and we don't have any questions from the chat room. Oh, and now I just feel like I should just go and sit and be.
Yes. And you know what? The angels are asking each of us, stop for a moment or two and just breathe. And begin to fill, you know, ourselves with that breath of silence. And as we do, we allow our bodies to melt into the universe. And we grind, you know, we ground ourselves and become fully present, Barbara. So that's beautiful. What a beautiful day. What beautiful messages. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, they have been. Okay.
They have.
We have more. So we have one more to find out what's going on with today. All right. So area code 443. Hi, who's this?
It's Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
What can we help you with today, Kathy?
I guess it would be what is like my next step to move forward on my spiritual journey.
Okay.
Kathy, this is DC. And the angels are saying, hi, at this moment, you are awakening and you're realizing that you create your own desired destiny, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just embrace the awareness that everything that is happening in your life is exactly the way it should be, okay? And there is no predetermined, you know, course, because you have the ability to create your own destiny. So just, you know, think of what you want and just, you know, go forward on that path and reclaim the true essence of, you know, who you are. And you're going to be able to live the life of your dreams, Kathy.
Wow.
Okay, you have the angels and the ascended masters, and they're with you. They're going to help you to keep moving along your path. And they're going to give you that little boost of energy that you need at this time to keep going forward and keep, you know, really keeping that momentum going. Okay? And just be the creative person that you are. Use your skills, use your talents, and you're going to be able to achieve all of your heart's desires. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
And I'm getting from another angel that's coming in and saying, Kathy, renew your spirit. Release all that has come before you. Release all that no longer serves the path that you were on. Release doubt, release fear, release guilt. Cleanse your spirit from within, radiating outward in all directions of time and space. Practice compassion, forgiving yourself for all mistakes, real or perceived. Release you from limiting beliefs. Release you from thought of lack, not having all you desire, and more. Renew your spirit, Kathy, in the warmth of the sun, in the shimmering moon beam of silver. How shall you choose to renew your spirit within? It's up to you, Kathy.
Wow. Sky's the limit.
And I'm going to turn it over to Barbara. God bless, and thank you for calling us this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, Kathy. So I'm just going to let Jesus tell you whatever it is that Jesus needs to tell you. So here we go. My beloved, I want you to understand that there is no predestined path. And we understand that many people have told you this, but there's a part of you that thinks that there is, and that you have to make sure that you take the correct steps on the correct path to get to the correct outcome. And all of that is part of that limiting belief that you have been taught about life and about you. Every step you take is the correct step. Even when it seems that you are taking a step backwards, you are still taking the correct steps. So to make your life easier for you, you can ask yourself with every step, is this moving me towards love, towards light? And if it is, then you know that it is taking you to where you want to go. Because that is really all that you want. You want to come fully into the love and light that is already within you. You want to wake up to the truth of who you are. That's all anyone wants. And you think that you have to go a particular way in order to get there. But the truth is that love and light is always there. It is always available to everyone in every moment. And there is no particular way of getting there. You just do what feels right for your heart. And allow yourself to know that this is for you. God has so many blessings for each and every one of you. And there are no restrictions on those blessings unless you put some on there. So there is no limit to how wonderful and amazing and magnificent your life can be, except for the ones that you put into place. And even the ones that you put into place are serving a purpose for you. They're helping you to wake up. They're helping you to grow. So they're not a problem. It's just a matter of recognizing that you always have a choice. So when you think about your path, when you think about your destiny, your destination, what it is you truly want to create, make sure that that is filled with love and light. And then every step you take will take you there. So allow yourself to be who you are right now in this moment and in every moment. And recognize that you are already who you think you need to become. Everything you desire is already yours. Everywhere you need to go, you've already been. There's nothing wrong. There never has been. Open up to you, to the truth of who you are, to the light that is within you. And your path is already perfect. So enjoy it. Enjoy your life. We love you. Okay, Kathy, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you.
You are welcome, sweetheart.
Have a blessed
and thank
day.
You too. Okay, so I'm meeting Kathy, and all right, I'm going to say it again. We've taken care of all of our callers, so I think that we are finished.
Awesome. And I'm just so blessed, Barbara. I said a prayer before I began the show with you because my internet is acting up again, and they're coming this afternoon to fix it. So I told the angels it's very important I stay connected for Morning with Jesus.
Well, good. You stayed connected, so they were right there working with you. Great.
Yay.
All right. Well, thank you to everyone who called in and everyone who listened. And we will be back on Thursday morning here on Blog Talk again. This is now our usual place for our shows. And you guys are welcome to call in as much as you feel like you need to call in and tell your friends and neighbors and whatever. And we will talk to you again on Thursday. So have a great day, everyone. We're sending you lots and lots of love.
Yes, have a great day. And don't forget, invite your angels wherever you go. They want to come along for the ride.
Definitely. Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.